from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You would lost 6 of the last 7. You win the last 2 against the Rangers. You kind of get back on track. Good ship Guardian seems to be taking on a little water, Andy, but every time you think, oh boy, this is it, then boom, you win 2 straight games. I don't know where the offense puts up 13 runs.
But it was a gigantic series this weekend. They needed to win the series, and that's what they went out and did. And so I think, you know, I think it was just a huge punch in the arm to be able to score all those runs on Saturday, too. They needed that. They needed that really, really bad. And so, you know, you have that, and now you're sitting here, whether other than the fact what the Orioles are a game and a half back on the Yankees in the East, you have the – and the Diamondbacks are only 3 back on the Dodgers. So you're looking at, you know, that's one of the tightest races in baseball to try to win the American League Central, and every time somebody tries to knock these guys off the hill, they're able to kind of stammer and then get right back up and then stand on the top of the hill. This is going to be it. The next 10 games are gigantic. 7 of them, 7, starting with 2 today against the Kansas City Royals. So I think they're, what, 2-1-5? I'm trying to remember. Not 2-4 because they had to make up a game. So I think they're, what, 1-3 or something like that against the Royals. The Royals have had their number in a couple games this season. Early on in the season, I'm trying to remember. I got to go back and look. But the Royals had the Guardians' number earlier this season. So they need to pick it up and they need to move forward. I do think the pitching situation they have today where they're just trying to piecemeal things together to try to get through this doubleheader and then try to get back on track and
not optimal, is it?
No, it'd be nice if Cobb could come back here as soon as they can get him back. Can we please get a team manicurist, please? Can we just get one? Is it that hard?
I think we have one.
We do?
Yep. But oh. Cobb didn't get here in time.
Well, we need to get him on that. Let's go. Team manicurist. Why can't somebody just be the official team manicurist of the Guardians? They probably wouldn't even have to pay for the free advertising. Do a little trade. What do you think
of that?
A little
trade? Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help out.
I don't mind that at all.
They just need the polish, right? Like, you just got to get a little bit more polish on there. Make it stronger. Get some acrylics on that guy's fingers or something.
If what we hear is the way it's going to go, which is Nick Sandlin starting game 1 at 1 o'clock, in the 1 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock, first game of the doubleheader, and then Joey Cantillo stepping in, and then Logan Allen back up from Columbus starting game 2 later on this evening. If that turns out to be the way this is, Andy, those two guys, Cantillo and Logan Allen, this is kind of an audition for the postseason. And I say postseason assuming they're going to get there. I know what happens when you assume, but let's just assume they're going to get there.
Into a long reliever spot for either one of these guys?
You tell me. You tell me.
Do you think they're one of the 3 best starters on this team?
I don't know that.
Someone's going to be
arguing for the four.
Yeah.
At this point, what you need, if you're the Guardians, you don't need to establish who's 1, who's 2, who's 3, who's 4. I think what you need to establish right now is who's throwing well, who's hot, who's the guy I can bring in now because that guy can help me now. Like Gavin Williams, to me, is the number 1 or 2 starter on this team for the next 5 years. Might not be now, though. Now might not be the case for that. Maybe later, but not now necessarily. And if somebody can get hot, think Chad OJ in 97. If somebody can get hot, they're in. And they're getting the ball and they're going to go. And if you're Logan Allen and you weren't happy when you were sent down and you're up now pitching against the team that's three games behind you in a critical series, you know, at the end of tonight, the lead could be down to one. Okay. Or it could be out to five over Kansas City.
Yeah.
So, I mean, think about that. This is huge. I mean, you could have a four-game swing in theory today. Could be one, could be five. Phenomenal. And if you're Logan Allen, man, here's your opportunity. If he lights him up today, Andy, and he's been starting, he could go six, seven. You never know. If he goes seven innings, gives up a run, you really think they're going to send him back to Columbus? I wouldn't.
No, I agree with you. I know you can only play one game at a time, but man, if they could walk out of today with a sweep, wouldn't that be the greatest? I have trouble looking at it that way because you know you just can't expect the sweep. So even if you split today, you're okay. You didn't lose any ground if you split today.
No, that's absolutely true. However, you have the opportunity right now to distance yourself from one of your competitors, and not just today, but this four game series. You know, if you take three of four, Andy, okay, there you've created a little space. That helps. That helps significantly, and you have more games coming up with them. After this, you've got a three game series against Pittsburgh, and then you go to Kansas City for three.
Can I make a recommendation? I don't know, Dan, if you'll agree with
Andy,
this, too.
Andy, recommendation time. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Baskin.
Well, after watching the Yankee series and watching them throw to their best hitters, Bobby Witt, by the way, you get a free pass every time you're up. Just wave him to first base. Can we just wave him to first base? Who cares? Put him on. One guy. I don't care if the bases are loaded. Give up the one run. He's the one guy that can absolutely destroy you over the next seven of the next 10 games. Just put him on. Put him on. Let's play softball. Goodbye. Okay. Thank you. And we save more time on the game.
See you later.
Please don't pitch to him. There's no reason to. There's none. He's going to kill us. I just watched this in the Yankees series.
You're convinced he's going to kill us.
I mean, nice. if you're going up against one of the best hitters in the league, and you know he is, right, and he's killing everybody else, I just look at the umpire. Sir, first. Thank you. Move on. Move on. You know how you have auto outs? We have a couple guys that you know aren't going to get a hit in our lineup. You know who they are, right? And you look at him, you're like, oh, here comes an auto out. And you kind of look, you're like, okay, well, let's just pretend there's two outs instead of one. And then, Bobby, boom, just send him. Go ahead, first base, bud. See ya. Thanks for coming.
He is having a great year.
Oh, sick. Don't pitch to him.
He's the guy who's, I think, either he or Aaron Judge. Dano, you tell me which. He's going to keep Jose Ramirez from winning the MVP.
If Judge keeps hitting like this, it's probably going to be Judge.
I would think so, too.
There's a really good Bobby Witt Jr. argument. Like, yeah. I don't think anybody outside of Kansas City or New York would be mad with either result.
Interesting thing to me about Bobby Witt, just side topic real quick, he's a shortstop. His dad was a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it always seem like the kid plays the same position as dad? Don't know that that's true, but it always just kind of feels that way to me.
Now you got
the Griffies, the Bonds. You know, there are a lot of them. The Bells,
the Boones,
Buddy David, and you know, Bob Boone.
What'd Bob play?
Bob was a catcher.
Oh, okay, then no.
Yeah, Ray Boone was an outfielder. So the Boone family throws that out the window.
Too many Boones.
No, there can never be enough Boones.
Not enough Aaron Boones.
Not enough.
There'll never be enough AB in my life.
Goodness gracious!
Love AB. I know he manages for the. I don't care. I still love
him. He's a great dude.
He is a good dude.
He is a great dude. If you're Stephen Vogt, you doing anything differently against Kansas City, Andy? I think you probably just keep the boat afloat, just keep it going. If you start managing these games too differently, does it send a bad message to the team? Does it send a good message? Like, hey, we're serious here. Let's go. Although I would assume that that's pretty well known.
It's uncharted water for him, Jeff. This is uncharted. He's never been here before. I mean, he's been here as a player, but now it's on him. And, you know, we sit around, we talk about him being manager of the year. This is make or break, right? This is where you learn. This is where you put your big boy pants on as a manager. and you live and die by those mistakes right now. You've had all year to practice in your first year to kind of get to this spot, and now you're being asked to, especially practice. When they put this. And here's the other thing. It may not even be him making the decisions.
You've been practicing being a manager. That's right? Great.
It may not even be his decision, but he is either going to get the credit or the blame. Who knows? Everything could be coming down from the front office. They might. Antonetti might be like, Rocchio's got to hit. Let him hit. Chernoff's like, Chernoff, line one. Oh, better get the bullpen phone. Oh, yep. He says Rocchio hits. Okay, let him hit. That's the way the game is.
We hear
everyone around the game. By the way, speaking of bunts, see the end of the Little League World Series yesterday. We'll bring that up later. That was awesome.
Not if you're from Chinese Taipei.
Oh, come on. It was Little League World Series.
Tell them that as they're bawling their eyes out.
You know, the other kids.
Comforted them.
Yeah, the kids from Florida went over and said, I mean, there's nothing better than exploiting 12 and 13-year-olds to make profit on beer to watch Little League Baseball. I mean, come on. What else would ESPN have to show? Or was it on ABC yesterday? It was on ABC yesterday, wasn't it? I forgot where I was watching. Anyway.
It's all the mouse.
Yeah, it's all about the mouse. Let's make sure. And you know what? Let's show every game. Can we get a rec game next week? Any chance we can get a rec game on ESPN? 5-year-olds that look like Major League Baseball.
Andy.
I know. Thank you.
Andy, come on back.
But it was still a fun ending. I thought it was great. The bunt was perfect. All right, back to this. So, I just said, this is it. This is where you win Manager of the Year, right? This is where you win Manager of the Year. You had this great lead. You're at 20 games over 500. You're doing no. Now the pressure's on, man. Ooh, losing streak. Oh, it's just baseball. Ooh, what are we going to do? And then, boom, now you find yourself in the spot where, everything's under the microscope, and this is where you win Manager of the Year.
Well, I hope so. I'm curious to see how every aspect of this team performs during this series, because this is absolutely huge. I mean, this is a big deal. It's a 4-game series. It gets tighter than that because you play Pittsburgh for 3, and then you go back to Kansas City, or you go to Kansas City for 3 more. So 7 of the next 10 games against one of the teams that you're trying to pull away from. And how do you pull away from them? You take 5 of 7. That's how you do it. You take 5 of 7 games. You take 4 of 3 and make it a 4-game lead. Okay, that helps, as long as you did okay against Pittsburgh. But, I mean, here's where you get after them. Andy, it's right here. It's waiting for you. It's waiting to be won right now.
I'm with you. I can't wait. This is really exciting. And if you're not logged in right now and you're not, like, if you're not connected, what, they have 94,000, 95,000 at the ballpark over the weekend. The weekend crowds have been great. Like, I was walking out the other night after the Browns pregame show, and then the fans downtown were into it. It was exciting. Like, and then they had Rock and Blast after the game the other day. So, I mean, you got to be hooked in, especially when you're able to pull in 33,000, I think they had on Friday night, and you've got a ton of competition from the high schools around town. I know it's a couple hundred here or a couple hundred there, but there are a lot of fans that are going to high school football on Friday night.
1,000 here, 2,000 there.
Yeah, so you're not – those are fans that maybe would have been at the ballpark, but the boys of summer are still hanging on, and they're at great crowds down there, and you've been fantastic all year. You've been supportive of this team all year no matter what, and it's made for a great summer. Let's just stretch this thing out. And when you look at the next 10 games, this is it, man. This is about as pivotal as it gets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking in every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We're talking a little Guardians right now because why? Kansas City Royals are 3 games back and they're in town for 4 games. Nate's in West Salem. Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Good.
You asked earlier, Jeff, if you're Stephen Vogt, what would you do differently going into this series? And two changes I would make. One, I would put Noel after Jose. That Jose third, that Noel cleanup. Keep it there. Don't do anything else. That will put some fear into the heart of those pitchers. Naylor's got to keep climbing out of that slump he's in. Putting him down one behind Jose is going to help him with that. Second, anytime Bo is not catching, I want David Fry behind the plate. We have got to stop giving up. I mean, we're basically spotting the other team. Instead of them needing 27 outs, they only need 23 or 24. It's just terrible. My goose eggs, every time he's up at the plate, just nothing productive. It's just a gimme. No more gimmies now. We need these games. We need every at-bat. So those are the two changes I would make going into the rest of this season.
Nate, thank you very much. John Kenzie Noel, Andy, it was weird because he didn't play for some, right? He lost at bats when they brought in Lane Thomas. Lane hasn't been obviously as successful as he wants to be. Last 7 days, John Kenzie Noel, 8-for-20. That's a .400 batting average with 3 home runs and 6 runs batted in. Last 2 games, phenomenal. And
can we leave him in the lineup, please? Leave him there.
He's got to stay there, doesn't he?
Yes.
I mean,
didn't we say that earlier in the year too?
I get going back and forth. He's a little better against left-handers than he is against righties, but I don't care. I'm leaving him out there. The bat the other day against John Gray, I thought was fascinating because John Gray really milked every second of the pitch clock. And it was really strange because I thought, man, he's trying to make him uncomfortable. And I thought, is Noel going to try and call time and step out here? And John Gray just milked it and milked it and milked it. And Noel stood there like a statue. And John Gray hit the threw the pitch. And Noel just smashed the living, you know what, out of it.
That was gigantic.
Under normal circumstances, the guy steps out of the box there. Because he took so long, it seemed.
Right.
And then, boom, just annihilated it.
It's weird. Awesome. Sometimes when you see the ball high in the air, you're like, man, that's going like upper deck or that's going to the last row. And that ball just bloomed. That ball was flying out of there.
Gosh.
Maybe it's the weather a little bit too because the ball was flying out of there.
The guy has 30 hits, Andy. 12 of them are home runs. That's unbelievable.
You switching him in the order like you wanted here?
I'm thinking about it. Josh Naylor hit a home run the other day using Stephen Kwan's bat, and that was kind of interesting. And it was the one that he absolutely smoked. So Josh has had a little bit of a rough time. He's still hitting in the middle of my order, whether it's fourth or fifth or sixth or wherever it is. He's terrific. A little bit of a slump. We get that. It's understandable. What did you think about Nate's thought about if Bo Naylor's not catching, David Fry is?
I can't argue with him, can you? You get a little bit more at the plate, don't you?
Yes, except for this. And you tell me. David's played a lot of positions. Mm-hmm. He's not a catcher, but he can play catcher. And he's done an okay job back there. No question. Austin Hedges is really good defensively.
Okay.
Does that help your pitchers more than it hurts your offense? I don't know the answer to that.
Do you start switching in the middle of a game if you're in that position?
I don't know.
That's what you do. If you're going to make a change defensively in the outfield, right? Mm-hmm. We do that all the time. Why wouldn't you do that at catcher? If you feel like you have a better defensive catcher.
And I think they kind of do.
Yeah.
The fact that they have 3 catchers, Andy, allows them to do that. You know? I mean, if you go 2 times through the lineup and you bet everybody, so, you know, the entire team is batted twice, and the next time up, there's no way I'm giving Austin Hedges a third at bat if I can avoid it, you know, unless he's gone 2 for 2 or something like that. But Austin's hitting 148. I mean, we all know why he's here. He's a really good handler of pitchers. I mean, he does a terrific job back there. He's a really good defensive catcher, and his clubhouse presence is extraordinary. That said, you're in a pennant race. If he's batting, the question is why. Let me rephrase that. If he's batting past the fifth inning, the question has to be why.
I think you're right on that.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think this is one of the reasons that I like Stephen Vogt, is that Stephen Vogt, you know, we've seen him throughout the season manage every game like it's Game 7 of the World Series, and I respect that. Like, I can't stand when it seems like sometimes you're, like, in Game 24 of the season, 25, 26, and it seems pretty obvious your team's going to lose, and rather than pinch-hitting someone or somebody, you just send somebody back up there and... You know, especially if you're down 2 or 3 runs, you know, maybe you just go with a guy you think could get hot. Forget about the righty-lefty matchups. Forget about any of that stuff, right? Sometimes you just know. That's why a manager should be a manager, because a little bit of gut. So throw your analytics out the window sometimes. But I love the fact that he battles all the way through all these games. Sometimes to a fault, but I felt like as I've watched him all season long, you know, try to win every game. There's no, like... You don't hand anybody a game. I know that in the back of your mind, you're like, why would anybody ever hand a game? But you know as well as I do, it's 162. It's a long season. So there are times when you're like, I don't know. Do I want to push it? Do I want to maybe bring my closer out for a third day in a row? Do I want to do this? But if you think you have the win and you can go get the win, go do it. That's probably the, you know, if you ask me why I like Vogt so far, it's because of that. And guess what? There's been times in the middle and around this part of the year where you might say, I left that guy in there too long. Or why didn't he leave that guy in there? And there's been a couple times that I've done that, but that's okay. I'll take that, you know, you're going to get the good and the bad. And I love aggressive managers late. I love it because somehow, some way, it kind of feels like they're not taking orders from the front office.
Sometimes. Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. And Andy, Cleveland
Heights.
Heights, hi.
Cleveland Heights. Heights.
I think people are getting sick of me doing that, Anthony.
Yeah, all right.
You think so?
I don't know. Somebody said something snotty on one of those social media
things. No way. Yeah. No,
it's
Andy.
Just once in a while.
You know what? Right. They're just jealous, Anthony. That's all.
There it is. Okay, so first thing on Fry, you know, he's dealing with an elbow injury, so he can't play catcher. That's why he's not been in for quite a while at that position.
July 23rd, the last time he caught.
There you go. In fact, someone had reported that he's icing his elbow after every game, so that's probably out.
Andy just said what I was going to say. That happens.
Guys do it all the time,
right?
I mean, look at the prime example: LeBron early in his career never iced his knees, right, Jeff? And then as he got older, even on games where he looked totally healthy, he was icing his knees.
In fact, he bought an ice company.
He did. Well,
that's a joke.
Oh.
Well, the other thing is it's actually some are suggesting he might need surgery. So it might be worse than just a little sore.
And Anthony, that might be true. And if he's not able to catch at all because of that, okay, maybe the elbow's a little bit better. I don't know the answer to that. All I know is we don't want Austin Hedges hitting late in a game.
That's somewhat fair. He's got top 10 pitch frame in the league.
Oh, he's terrific.
Everybody needs to keep that in mind. That's huge. He's also got a veteran presence. I understand he's batting 150, but you know, I actually didn't mind him up where he was up late in the game yesterday because the guy he played in the World Series.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.